Second year here, how, just talk about it. Now you're really settled in, everything seems to be smooth for you. Well, what do you anticipate this
season? Taking my game to another level. Taking my game to a whole nother level. You know, last year wasn't good enough for me, so I got to take big strides this year.
And how do you see this defense as a whole?
Defense as a whole, I see it doing great. We got a great defensive coordinator. We got great coaches. We're flying around right now. We got to continue to just get better with these days at practice. Got to keep stacking our days up. But I see us doing way, way better than last year.
How important is it to know who the starting safeties are going to be so you guys can get that whatever chemistry back?
It's important, but, you know, we have a real good chemistry as a whole right now. You know, everybody hangs out. We all watch film together. We're all steadily communicating, you know, so whoever they plug in back there, we'll be all right. Right now, it's just about, you know, getting our installs in, getting our calls in, and really just breaking down our defense and just playing fast. And we let everything else take care of itself.
Have you seen anything different from Kendrick since he came back?
Yeah, I mean, he's just way more comfortable. You know, when you're a rookie, you just kind of out there like a chicken with his head cut off. And this year, I mean, that man's flying around. He's hitting people really hard. You know, he just knows the in and outs of the defense so far. But I think he's going to have a good year, too.
How much more comfortable are you than a year ago when you were the new guy and, you know, didn't know exactly what to expect here? How have you settled in?
I settled in well, but I never get comfortable. I never get comfortable because that's when stuff happens that you don't want to happen. You know what I mean? So I'm always steadily working. I'm always got my head down. I really don't say too much. I just work my butt off, you know what I mean, and go out there and just try to do my job. But it's good to be here, you know, after last year and, you know, just kind of know the guys and kind of, you know, they know me, I know them, and kind of know what they expect.
So familiar but not comfortable.
Yeah, exactly.
Last year, Jamar, you had that edge to prove after Miami traded you, and this was a whole new beginning for you. So what's your edge now after the new contract and establishing yourself again?
The same. I mean, every day I think about what happened with me in Miami, and every day I feel like I'd have to prove to them that they made a mistake. So until I'm done playing football, and then my other edge is I want to make Pro Bowls. I want to be one of, you know, in the names of top five corners, top three corners. So I have a lot to prove, and I want them to think about it every time I'm on the tape and I make a play that, you know, I mean, we should never let this guy go.
What is Jason McCourty's experience add now to each second year?
Yeah, it's good experience. I mean, you know, guy's been playing for 9 years. So I know for me, you know, just being a year five guy, I mean, he's teaching me stuff that I thought I knew that I actually didn't know. But, we're lucky to have him.
Hey, Jamar, do you think everybody in the league thinks they want to be thought of as a top three or five player in their position?
Not everybody. You'd be surprised. Some guys, you know, just want to play football. But I don't do this just to play. You know, I do this to be the best. It's been the same way since I was 5 years old. My mom and my dad never just let me just be a guy. So I got some work to do.
So when it wasn't going the way you wanted it to in Miami, how did you deal with it? How frustrating was it that you weren't kind of on that trajectory that you thought of?
It was frustrating. It was a lot of praying nights, you know what I mean? A lot of nights calling my wife now and my parents, you know what I mean? It kind of, you know, just kind of letting out frustration. But at the same time, I always had that in the back of my mind that I could be a top guy. I just had to continue to work and kind of let everything play out.
So when you watch the guys that the rest of the league considers the top corners, the Shermans and Patrick Petersons, do you say I have all the talent that they have?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't think I was drafted, you know, second round, you know, just because I didn't have, you know, because I didn't have the talent. I think those guys are all awesome, though. They all bring something different, you know, to the position. But, you know, I take some stuff from their game and I add some stuff from my game. And I just, you know, I want to be up there with those guys.
When things start off badly, for whatever reason, like it was in Miami, is it hard to get back out of that hole? And what do you think happens? And then you're so much better.
I think it's all about, you know, your support system. I got a strong support system with my wife and my mom, my dad, my grandma, my brother, that they wouldn't let me fall in, you know, deep down into a bad place. You know, every time I started to, they'd pick me back up. So, you know, it's because of them and God itself, Him Himself, you know what I mean, for just keeping me strong, you know, through all that stuff.
But then you get here and everything just changes for you. How does that happen?
Just play football. When I got here, Coach Hugh said I had a chance, you know what I mean, to be in the starting 11. You know, he said he's going to give me every opportunity, but he told me he needed to see me, you know, play fast and make plays. And I just went out there and I just worked. You know, I've never changed the way I worked. I just always worked really, really hard. I really don't get too caught up on, you know, too high or too low on exciting moments or bad moments. I just kind of always stay the same. And I think when you do that, you make plays, then that's when everything just works out for you.
You would seem to be an example of a guy who shows it's easier to play without a cluttered mind. Is that a free mind? Is that fair?
Yeah. I mean, you gotta kind of let all the BS just kind of go over your head, you know, so to say. You can't be worried about, you know, all the distractions, you know, what people say about you, what people write about you. It really doesn't matter. Only thing that matters is, you know, the 53 guys and coaches, sorry, and how they think about you.
Did it bother you when you were a rookie? When you read stuff like that?
I didn't read. I don't do social media. I don't do any of that. I just, you know, turned it off. And, you know, as a rookie, I was like, I just wanted to get healthy. And then, you know, something else happened. And it was like kind of always something. But then, you know, I had Cortland Finnegan always tell me, like, hey, you got to keep working because you're going to have one hell of a testimony. And to have a vet tell me that, I was like, okay. And I just stuck around him. And, you know, he taught me the game. And I really didn't leave his side the whole time.
So when you're talking about Miami and always thinking about that, have you always been that way? Like if somebody says you can't do something or somebody doubts you, you always are just like determined to prove them wrong?
Yeah, always. Because I don't think nobody can tell me that I can't be who I want to be. I feel like God always, you know, has given me a vision of what I can be, and he installed hard work in me, so it's like, you know, who's going to stop me?
So do you, like, even when you're a little kid, do you have like a
same
story
way
or something like
that? I had a coach in Pop Warner who told me I wasn't good. And it was funny because, like, he was my uncle's friend. And it seemed like every time my uncle wasn't at practice, he'll just get on me. But then I'll go in the game and I'll ball. And then I look at him like, okay, yeah. You know what I mean? And my dad used to be like, you better leave my son alone. Same with my uncle. And he's like, I'm not good. But then, you know, here I was making interceptions and making touchdowns or making crazy tackles. And it was like, well, you know, you can say I'm not good, but, you know, the stats don't lie.
How old were you when this was going on?
That was probably like 10 or 11.
Yeah. You were giving guys the look at 10 or 11?
Yeah. I mean, I grew up with four older cousins, so being the youngest, I'm kind of, you know, I always had to kind of raise the standard, you know what I mean? I had to keep up with those guys. So, you know, it wasn't no backing down to anybody.
What were you playing when you were a kid when you started off?
Back then I was playing safety. Yeah, I played safety and receiver, and then I went to corner, like, once I got in high school, for sure. I went just straight corner.
And when you say growing up with cousins, I mean, were they always around? I mean,
how close
were you guys?
Always around. I mean, they're dang near like my brothers. Okay. So, yeah, I grew up with three other cousins, and they pushed me to the limit every day. You know, it wasn't no backing down. If we got in a fight, it wasn't no, like, go cry. You got to get up, fight them. Don't come in the house until you beat them up, you know what I mean? And that's always the way that my parents kind of raised me, you know what I mean, to be tough-minded and don't back down. And, you know, I think right now, you know, it's been holding true.
Did the fact that you had a good season last year and were rewarded with the contract, did that take some of the sting out of the 1-15?
No, because I spent a lot of hours in this building. You know, for me personally, you know, when you spend so much time, you want to win. You know, we don't play this game to lose. It's a lot of guys that put a lot of hours here, from coaches to players, and we wanted to win last year, you know. But this year we know that last year wasn't good enough, you know. So if we have to spend more time in here, more time on the field, we will, in order to get those wins. But that extension did nothing to that. Yeah.
I mean, it's been whatever 7 months since that season ended. Like, how often do you think about it? How often does it come up when you talk to the guys in the locker room?
When we got here, Coach had talked about erasing the tape, and that's what we're doing. It's in the past. We got a whole new staff. We got a whole new players in here. And, you know, we just gelling together right now.
Well, what's the competition like for those final spots in the league? So the younger guys?
Oh, it's good. It's good. It's for all of us. I mean, not just for the younger guys. We're all out there competing our butts off. You know, if somebody makes a play, we're all congratulating them. But we all know it's competition. You know what I mean? We all know that we have to put our best foot forward on tape and play hard and good.